Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Let's go look at the composite numbers in the commodity pits. Here they are in Kansas City, March wheat, 835 and three quarters, down 6 3/4. July, 853 and a quarter, down 6. March wheat in Chicago, 782 and a half, down 2 1/2. July, 796 and a quarter, down 1. March corn, 727 3/4, down 3 1/2. July, 718, down 3 1/4. December, 587 and a quarter, down 5. March soybeans, 1436 and a quarter, down 1/4. July, 1411, down 1 3/4. November, 1291, down 6. March soybean meal, 418.90, down 20 cents. March soybean oil, 51.11, down 20 cents. February live cattle, 128.35, down 17 1/2. January feeders, 146.95, down 12 1/2. And February lean hogs are 85.80, and they are up 65. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Soybeans have had a nice little run-up in the last four sessions.
Yes, they have, and now today I think we're consolidating a little bit, and I think that's somewhat, you know, somewhat can be expected. A lot of times when you're in an uptrending market, the market will either take a Tuesday or a Thursday to consolidate their advances, and I think that's kind of the what's going on here today with both corn, soybeans, and even wheat having somewhat of a setback in here. And then I think what might be aggravating it a little bit here this morning is that we are going into a three-day weekend, so a lot of traders will are probably starting to take their profits and maybe looking at making the three-day weekend a four-day weekend.
Oh, sure. Why not? I'd
Why
like
not?
To have a four-day weekend myself.
If you were along the market, you can take your four-day
yes.
weekend, you know.
Well, from a technical standpoint, if you look at the March composite daily chart, the run-up has got us back to that 61.8 Fibonacci move from the December highs to the January lows. And I think you've told me over the years that that 61 as well as a 23 can be a little bit tough.
Yeah, it can be. The thing that I'm looking at probably more so than anything is taking a look at the much larger move down off of the late fall highs or early fall highs there mid-September in March soybeans. We're right at this 24% retracement level, and that's kind of given the market a little resistance. And if you're looking at the little smaller move at 62, so they're both the same, so that's probably was why we're seeing a little resistance here. I think from a technical perspective, March beans need to kind of clear this 1440 area, kind of stretch above it. I think that would go a long ways in solidifying the double bottom type formation that we have in the soybean complex. And once you do that, then you kind of clear out a path for the market to try to go up to the most recent high point. And in this case, would be right around this 1501 area.
We've talked about golden crosses in the past, and usually when you and I've had that conversation, we've talked about the 50 and the 100-day moving average. Note that the one of the averages you like to follow, the 25, and the 100 are close to perhaps crossing. Would that be also a bullish sign?
Well, yeah, I mean, we're kind of in a death cross mode, I think, ever since I mentioned it there back in October.
Mm-hmm.
We went into a death cross in that November timeframe. It's going to take a while to get what we would call as a golden cross, but I do think the fact that March soybeans have been able to clear the 50-day moving average is a strong signal. that maybe we are eventually, you know, going to kick a lot of these moving averages to the upside. Now, on the lead futures basis, if you look at lead futures only, March is finding resistance right here at this 25 and 50-day moving average, so it hasn't really cleared it. But on the individual March futures chart, we have cleared to 50. So I think that's a step in the right direction anyway. But a lot of times to really get good buy signals out of a moving average system, you need to kind of spend some time going sideways. And in one sense, we've been kind of doing that basically since first part of November. We broke from $15 on down to this 13.5, and then we went back to 15, and then we went back to 13.5. So we are kind of building what I would call this double bottom or W formation. This here is kind of a good formation to start getting some buy signals out of the moving average systems a lot of people watch, but it still may take a few more weeks yet to get that job done.
Well, let's turn our attention to the technicals on a chart or two for corn, looking at the March daily. Again, a nice run-up. The 735 area has sort of been the midpoint of the channel, depending exactly how you draw it, that goes all the way back to last September, and we're up there again.
Yeah, and I think, you know, one thing that I look at the March corn that makes me quite friendly, of course, you know, last week we did complete the weekly reversal up after we got the bullish crop report, and then that has followed through to the upside this week. So that's kind of solidified that, you know, we've got a strong monthly reversal up going in corn. The other thing I look at is that decline that we had there starting like December 19th down underneath the 715 area until the crop report, it was kind of looks to me like a 15-day bear trap in that area. So now we're back into that channel line like you're talking between full 715 roughly and 767 or so on the top side. And we have now some, we're working on the third close above this 50-day moving average. So I kind of think what we're doing here this past 3 days may be consolidation. We'll see how it plays out. But this could be the measuring point off of this 678 low to take a good run up into that 760 area on March corn.
What else should we be keeping an eye on? Got about a minute left.
Well, I'm watching the dollar. The dollar is struggling in here. I think a lot of what may or may not happen to the dollar depends upon probably how Washington plays everything out. I'm in the opinion that at the end of the day, Washington won't be able to stop the spending. We're going to continue to spend money, and I think you will see the dollar weaken on that at some point in time.
Thank you very much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Current tick in the marketplace in Kansas City, March wheat, 834 and a quarter, down 8.25, now down 8. July, 851 and a half, down 7.75. March wheat in Chicago, 781 and a half, down 3.5. July, 796, down 1.25. March corn, 727.75, down 3.5. July, 718.5, down 2.75. December, 587.75, down 4.25. March soybeans, 14.37.75, now a half up 1. July, 14.12.25, down a half. November, 12.93, down 4. March soybean meal, 4.19.20, up 10. March soybean oil, 51.13, down 18. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.